And now, ladies' night at Finbar's Hotel.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. But I want you to be true. And I just want to make love to you.
Ridiculous. Oh, Breeder, I wish I could laugh. I'm just too... Hello?
Emily, it's me. I'm just into Dublin from London. A quick nap and then dinner with a client.
Oh, life in the fast lane, Terry.
Ah, you know it's going to be at home with you, pet.
What's the hotel like?
Finbar's. Very trendy. There's an awful kip once, but some rock star's wife has bought it. Mm. I prefer somewhere simpler, but impressions are important for the client.
And what time are you meeting him?
8. Bit of a bore, really. I'll go straight to the factory tomorrow and see you around 7. Shall we eat out? Oh. Save your cooking,
Nice, yeah.
Mario's as usual.
Why not?
That settles so. Cheerio. Love you.
Love you too.
Did he give a name this time?
Finbar's Hotel.
Do you think he's really there?
One way to find out. Give me that Dublin hotel guide. Can you find it?
Yeah. There we go.
Right.
Good evening, Finbar's Hotel. How can I help you, please?
Oh, hello. You have a Mr. Terry Pugh from Athlone staying there.
One moment. That's correct. Room 106. Shall I put you through?
Let's not disturb him. Yet. He's there, Breeda. What do I do now?
It's been killing you for months, Emily. If Terry is having an affair...
He definitely is.
Then confront him. I'm your oldest friend. We can be in Dublin in an hour and a half. I'll drive.
Miss Lord.
Mm.
Your room is ready. 108. The porter will take your case.
No, thanks. I just have an overnight bag. I fly back to the States tomorrow.
A quick visit? Business or a pleasure?
Both. Neither. Personal.
Oh, I didn't mean to pry.
Sorry, it was a long flight. I couldn't have some coffee sent to my room?
Certainly. Regular, espresso or cappuccino.
When I left Dublin, you couldn't even get filter coffee.
Change times. You can get anything now if you have the money.
Quite. And a bottle of champagne. There's nobody waiting for me? A gentleman?
Not since I came on duty. Enjoy your stay.
I'll try. Hello?
Sarah, you arrived safe.
Carmel, I'm driving myself crazy. I don't know what to wear.
Do you think Pouring will notice?
I don't know what he thinks.
Wear what you like. I mean, you won't actually be doing anything, will you?
Oh, no, no, I promise. He doesn't expect me to, does he?
He'd probably run a mile.
He's probably running one as we speak. Oh, I'm nervous, Carmel.
Pouring's reliable.
Just don't let him be too late.
Pouring always comes on time.
Well, you should know. He's your husband.
My God, how do they keep those sofas so white?
You don't need to stay, Breeda.
I'll stay as long as you need me. All the staff room have seen the difference in you these last months. I think Terry must be ill or something to have you so worried.
Oh, God, what am I going to do? We suit each other, or I thought we did. I'll just sit here.
Ah, you really should go, Breeda. He wouldn't like you to see him. He wouldn't like seeing anybody with his hussy. He was always odd.
Ah, don't say that.
Well, imagine any husband insisting his wife never phone at work or on away trips except in dire emergencies.
We've no children. We never have emergencies.
Until the pipes burst when he was away, or supposed to be, on the company spring golf tour in Cavan.
Well, maybe the receptionist there simply couldn't find his name.
You phoned back twice. You know well that wherever he was that weekend, he wasn't in Cavan.
I just can't believe it of him.
Oh, it's exciting here, isn't it? All the fashions. Do you think that's the owner? Look, in a leather cat suit. She's sporty over it.
At least she's younger than that American in the sleeveless dress. Mm-hmm. Bewildered or loud, there's never any middle ground with Americans, is there?
Well, I wouldn't know. The only ones who stop an Athlone are lost. I doubt if Simon used hotels as expensive as this.
I missed the signs too until he went off with the other woman.
Terry isn't like Simon.
Really?
Here, let's order coffee. No, I love a white wine as well. Excuse me. Porter. God, I should never have allowed her to come.
You're joking, Deirdre. These can't be Finbar's hotel.
I told you, Ronnie. The Celtic Tiger. Dublin has changed in your absence.
But Finbar's was always such a kip.
Ooh, very chic now. That's why I booked you in. Chester will be impressed.
Well, he wouldn't care once he's with me. I never thought I'd be able to say that about a man. Not after Neil Nolan, at least.
That gutter rat! You deserve to find somebody good enough for you in America. When I think of how you left Ireland because of him.
Well, Mammy thinks I'm crazy coming up to Dublin a night early, but I want to look perfect tomorrow. I mean, he's flying in to marry me. And besides, it's an excuse for a girl's night out.
If Tommy's temperature allows us.
How was John when you phoned?
Kids can spike temperatures. But John's panicking on his own. You know what men are like.
Oh, you don't know Chester. Excuse me, you're blocking the doorway.
Oh, sorry, Gladys. After you.
You look like the girl I first met in college. For years with that rat, you'd stopped looking like her.
She was 18. Sure, I'm 30 now.
I don't care, Ronnie. Inside you do. You're free. That calls for a celebration. If hubby allows.
I want an inquisition.
What do you mean?
You're my oldest friend, and if I can't ask you questions, who can I ask?
Are you worried about the wedding?
No, the wedding will be perfect. When I left Neil, I could barely open an envelope, and now I open sales conferences and trade fairs. I'm good at organising, brilliant, in fact, and that's how Chester knows me. A success.
I envy you.
You've everything you ever wanted. And so have I now, but I need to pinch myself to believe he's marrying me. You must be utterly ruthlessly honest. What things about me annoy people? Am I too obsessive, too clingy? I just want things to be perfect between Chester and me.
But you said yourself you're made for each other. Same dreams? Walking hand in hand through Amsterdam.
Yeah, instead of pretending to like greyhound racing. Oh, and being nice to people who boast about cheating the tax system.
Now, when did Neil Nolan pay tax or pay for anything? I'd better phone home.
I'll do that.
Can I help you, madam?
Good evening. I'd like to book in a Miss Ronnie Ryan.
If you'd just fill this in, please, Miss Ryan. You're booked for a double. We can switch to a single if you prefer.
I won't be alone tomorrow night.
Your key, Miss Ryan.
Thank you.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, there's a Miss Lord arrived from America.
Who shall I say?
Porrig.
I'll phone up. It's engaged at the moment.
Deirdre, you look worried.
Tommy's temperature is raging. Blast! On our first night together in years.
Yeah. I'm used to entertaining myself.
I feel terrible deserting you. I'll phone my sister. Maybe she can call in for an hour.
It doesn't matter. Deirdre, wait.
Ronnie! What? Is that Ronnie?
Oh, my God.
I don't believe it. The dead arose and appeared to many.
I didn't die, Neil.
Well, you might as well have done for all the news. Your parents down the country saying nothing. And that odd note that you left me, what was I meant to think? Except that you topped yourself.
I wrote very clearly that I was going away.
Yeah, but the way you left everything in the flat, I mean, it was obsessive. How was I to know the state of your mind?
Oh, come on, Neil. Nobody knew my state of mind in those days, not even myself. How are you?
Fine. Why wouldn't I be? Here are you.
How do I look?
Fabulous.
Not like the old days, huh?
Ah, now, don't be running yourself down, Ronnie. Didn't always let yourself go. I mean, you know, in the early days.
I remember the early days.
Yeah, but you really blossomed. I mean, I wouldn't mind...
What?
Ah, now, Ronnie. You know how it is. Absence makes the heart grow.
How's business?
Well, my sort of work flourishes when the economy is good. You know, people get greedy and have to be put straight. So, you meet anyone?
I think it's just been cancelled.
Well, perhaps.
What?
Oh, for old time's sakes, maybe we could...
I don't really think so.
Ah, come on, Ronnie. I mean, it's been 2 years.
4 years and 2 months.
Oh, God. You're always great for figures. No, seriously. No, I'd like to hear how you've come on.
All right, Neil. Which bar will we go to?
Well, that's a bit awkward. I don't want to be seen. You know the nature of the job.
Debt collecting. Forcible debt collecting, if I remember.
Only when necessary. But you do realise the problem.
It never bothered you before. Goodbye, Neil.
Wait, Ronnie! Ronnie, you're in an awful hurry these days. I mean, couldn't we go to your room? We could have room service even.
You must be joking.
Ronnie, for God's sakes, I don't mean, you know, nothing like that. It's just so we won't be disturbed.
Who don't you want to see?
Just, you know, general.
General? There isn't a soul can see us here in this alcove.
Yeah, but why don't we just keep it that way?
You don't want anyone seeing you with me or any woman. Who are you hiding from, the dreaded Dara?
Hey, leave Dara out of it. I left her for you once, wasn't that enough?
You never actually left her, Neil. You just got a flat for your own space with me waiting there on you.
Well, there were children involved. I had responsibilities.
They must be in their teens. Mm. How are they?
A few problems, to be honest. Me and Dara made it up on the surface, so I hang about the house more. But, so you see, the situation.
Dara might see us here.
Yeah, or one of her friends. I did sort of say...
That you wouldn't see me again?
Well, not you specifically. I mean, you've been gone for years. No, I said I wouldn't see anyone.
Oh, that must have been difficult in a city jumping with life.
Yeah, well, I get out of town on a few jobs and then, you know, the coast is clear.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Wait for me on the stairs. We'll go to my room.
Oh, I never lost a touch.
Miss Lord's phone is still busy.
Hello, Porrig. What are you doing here?
Marie, I thought you were in London. What are you doing here?
I arrived home last week.
I'm reception manager here.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, good. You look stunning. I haven't seen you since Granny's funeral.
How's Karma and the boys?
Miss Lord, your gentleman's here.
Fine. All fine. You must call over.
She's waiting in room 108, sir. And tell her your champagne and ice is on its way.
Yeah, just a friend of Carmel's. I mean, Carmel knows. Carmel set the whole thing up. Did I see that scumbag debt collector, Neil Nolan, just now? You want to watch out for trouble with him.
Where?
Oh, he's gone. I'll catch you later.
And, who exactly is Miss Lord when she's at home, Caroline?
Late 30s, elegantly dressed. Flew in for the night, it seems. Didn't seem to know if it was for business or pleasure.
And she's ordering champagne.
You know him?
My cousin. The white sheep of the family. Had she dark glasses and a white cane by any chance?
Deirdre, who are you ringing now?
A neighbour who's a nurse.
Go home. You won't be happy till you see the child yourself. I have company.
Who?
Who do you think?
Neil Nolan. That rat. What's he doing here, stealing televisions?
Never tell a soul, but I've invited him to my room.
What do you mean?
Well, deep down, I still think I'm unworthy of Chester. Even when I got those diplomas in New York and walked into jobs... Deep down, I knew I was a worthless person.
How can you say that?
Because why else would Neil Nolan tell me so hundreds of times? Well, tonight he can tell me chapter and verse all my irritating ways that might drive Chester away. I mean, let's face it, I'll never meet anyone less sensitive. I've been looking for somebody to tell me my weaknesses, and here's the man.
Well, Porrig. Hello there.
Sarah.
Come in, come in. Have an armchair. Have anything. A drink from the minibar.
No, I'm fine. How was your flight?
Fine, fine. And your business?
Fine. We're diversifying. Loads of opportunities.
I bet.
And you?
I got another promotion. Oh, how are the lads?
All big and bold. Owens in senior school now.
Fabulous. I brought them gifts. A token.
Very good. I'll bring them straight home.
That'll be the champagne, I thought.
No, I heard about the champagne. Just sign here, please, miss.
Thank you. I hope he didn't...
No, that's your boy, buddy. Right, I'll just open the bottle. Finger. I was never good at this.
Oh, let me try. I have smaller hands. Catch it in the glass, quick. The hook doesn't make a mess.
Oh, I didn't just say that, Porrick, did I? No,
it's okay.
You've gone all red.
I'm fine. It's just I've never done this before.
Do you think I have?
Oh, no, I didn't mean... Sorry, it's not coming out right.
Oh, here, fill your glass again.
No, I better not. You know what Shakespeare said.
What?
A drink. Makes a man and then mars him. Provokes the desire, but then takes away the performance.
Did Shakespeare really say that?
I quote it. I ever remember that and the boy stood on the burning deck.
Listen, are you sure you're okay about this?
Why wouldn't I be?
Really, you've only got to say. It's a lot to ask.
Well, sure, I'd be only sitting at home otherwise.
It's just that I hope you know that I wouldn't be here if there was any other way. I can't tell you how grateful I'll be. I am already. The only thing is, I get the feeling Carmel talked you into this.
Nonsense. Sure, I'm glad to be of use. Right, I suppose I should get down to business. I brought a small jar, do you have to fill any special container?
Oh, Heinz carrot and pea for baby. How suitable.
Sorry, I grabbed the first jar I could find that wasn't too big.
Oh, it's perfect. Would you like to lie down?
Oh, not at all. I'll use the bathroom. You stay here and have a nap.
Do you seriously think that I'd snooze through the most important moment of my life?
Oh, sorry, I didn't phrase that well.
I'm a bit jumpy. Good luck. And take your time.
Would you look at the size of that double bed, huh? To think of the little one we had to make do with.
I was used to making do with small measures back then.
Sorry, what?
Look, they have a minibar. What would you like? Beer? Wine?
We haven't seen each other for 2 years. Let's have something more special.
Champagne cocktail?
They don't have those.
Well, they've got miniature brandies and I've got champagne in my bag. We can use sugar lumps from the coffee tray.
Well, aren't you the clever little thing?
Amn't I just...
How did I ever let Carmel talk me into this? I can see the headlines. Businessman commits lewd act in luxury hotel bathroom. Never mind my cousin Marie will tell the family. Everybody giving Carmel sympathetic looks at Christmas if they only knew. Right. Now the business. Well, that jar looks huge. Right, sit on the toilet seat. Oh, jeepers, what a stupid place for a knob. She'll think I'm finished now. She'll be lurking in that dangerous jacket. She'll think me a complete moron, but she always did. Like, come on now. I need dirty, sexy thoughts. What a ridiculous way to make a baby. Like, don't dwell on that. My semen, making the high-powered Sarah Lord pregnant. You know, it's not something I can boast of to my mates. If they could see me now, trying to fill a jar of sperm in the toilets of Finbar's Hotel. Nothing stirring. All quiet in the Western Front. Well, she can hardly expect a McDonald's-style service. I'm doing her a big favour. Well, at least I'm trying to. If I could only relax. Think of Carmel. How can I think of Carmel here? It's a panic attack I'm getting, not a hard-on. Why didn't I bring a copy of Playboy? Why did I come here? Why can't I come here? Let me out quick!
Okay, that was quick.
I'll just stretch my legs.
Stretch your... No, well, sure, take your time. See you soon. Oh, typical man. You'd think he'd stretch the darn part you want him to stretch. Carmel?
Sarah, my love. Is my worst half with you?
He's gone out.
Where?
I don't know. Listen, if he turns up at home...
Porrick wouldn't do that to you.
Carmel, how did he seem this morning? I mean, I'm nervous and it's worse for him.
Maybe he was a bit, but how hard can it be?
Oh, did you bully him into it, Carmel?
Would I bully anyone?
Well, I know you want to help.
We both do.
But you most of all. You've been through the whole thing with me. You know what it's been like. And I swear I wouldn't have asked to find anyone else.
I know. It's going to happen. I'm convinced.
Is it? Oh, I still can't believe I've the nerve to go through with this.
In an hour's time, you'll be pregnant.
If your husband shows up.
He will, like the charge of the Light Brigade.
Another one?
If I didn't know any better, I'd swear you're trying to get me drunk. Here, good luck. And no hard feelings that we didn't part as friends, eh?
That was ages ago. Tell me about business.
Ah, well, you know, there's a lot of chances around who think nothing of using a dodgy credit card or a check that bounces. That's a stressful service, but somebody has to stop them, huh? Here, who's that mad friend of yours? Doreen, was it?
Deirdre.
I never forget the New Year's Eve. She started shouting at me out with Dara in a pub.
You'd promised to be with me.
Obviously, I'd sooner have been with you. But she was shouting that it would serve me right if you'd your head in the gas oven. I mean, in front of me mates.
Yeah, I probably hadn't the money for the meter on the gas oven. Look, let's not quarrel. How are the children?
You used to cry when I mentioned them before.
That was then, this is now.
Ah, you have changed. The lad was before the children's court twice. Just a bit of shoplifting. Bad company, you know.
And the girl?
Oh, the girl. She's me heartbroken. An eating disorder, they call her.
How is Dara coping?
You'd never mention Dara's name. Oh, I remember, this is the new Ronnie. She's okay. Her parents wanted rid of me, but she said no, for the children's sake. So, you know, I put in regular appearances.
But not tonight.
No. I mean, I could be out of town legitimately, if you know what I mean.
Could you now?
Excuse me, Porter.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm looking for some adult reading.
Yeah, our shop stocks all the papers, plus a range of contemporary Irish literature.
No, I mean magazines.
Yeah, we stock Private Eye, McGill, Time.
Men's magazines.
I think they might have one in Cars.
Are you all right, Porrick?
Marie.
This gentleman was looking for some...
No, I'm Grant, actually. Grant.
What was the most irritating about me back then?
The crying and the moaning, and the constant need for me to admire something.
What sort of thing?
Look, Neil, I made a cushion cover. Look, Neil, you didn't notice I changed around the bread bin.
Was I as bad as that?
Will you ever forget those vegetable stews? I farted my way around Dublin. What possessed you to serve them? You weren't a vegetarian, were you?
No. Was it because we didn't have money for meat or fish?
Come on. We'd enough for something normal. But you were so into lentils. Just wonder my stomach's right at all.
And what did we talk about while eating this awful stuff?
God, Ronnie. But you've got Alzheimer's. You know, this and that... Mainly your plans. You're great for making plans. But next summer we'll do that, and 5 years we'll do the other. Today was never good enough for you.
Bingo.
What? Another drink. Here, leave some brandy for yourself.
Oh, why waste it on me, eh?
I tell you, these are going down a treat.
I'm glad you like them.
You must have learnt a few things when you were... Where'd you say you were again?
I didn't say.
Well, I'm glad you took my advice anyway.
What advice?
About keeping your shoes on. You're always sticking your bare feet in the sofa covered with corns and verrucas. I always told you what desperate feet you had. Well, at least I taught you something anyway. Here, I've got to do a Jimmy Riddle.
Yeah. You taught me to hate my body like your daughter hates hers. I was a bouncy 20-year-old when I met you. Fellas fancying me, a career ahead. And I was a weak old woman of 26 when I left you. Oh, you left me. I never even taught you how to close the toilet door. You keep on drinking and tell me some more.
Jesus. I thought that was your door for a moment.
Porrick, you're back.
I'll just nip into the bathroom again. I won't be a tick.
Take your time.
That fella talking to the porter was definitely committing adultery. Did you see how he's scuttled back the lift? Quick, Emily.
What?
While the receptionist is on the phone, ask for his room key.
I couldn't do that.
Look confident, and she won't know it's not your room.
I'd be too scared, Brita.
Well, I'm not. If you want clues, you need to look for them.
Brita, wait.
Let me just check, madam. We have a room free on the 21st. The 22nd is booked out.
Excuse me, the key to room 106, please.
You can make a provisional booking.
Thank you.
But you need to confirm by the 12th.
This bloody bathroom. Think of the gallons I wasted as an adolescent. And then where is it when I just need a spoonful? What made me agree to do this? Oh, look. Sarah's leopard skin toilet bag. Open it, you pervert. Rifle through it. You're a literate burglar disturbing a sultry, independent businesswoman. God, if she only knew the thoughts I was thinking 10 feet away from her. If Carmel knew, she'd give me hell. Come on. Do it. See her here, bent over the sink, moaning. Oh, the jar. Get it open. Ooh. Just made it. Doesn't look much. God, I could use a kip. However, I've one special delivery to make. Ta-dam!
Florek, you're an angel.
Oh, I hope it's enough.
It's loads.
You don't need help getting it in or anything?
No, I'm fine from here.
What the hell is that? And a turkey baster. I hope they didn't search your bags of customs.
It's a funnel.
Oh. Might have been easier the old-fashioned way.
Out, Porrick.
No, you know I was only joking. Nerves. Right, I'll treat myself to a whiskey downstairs. Come down if you like. After. You know, it's probably thirsty. Goodbye. Oh, I'm out. Thanks be to God. A drink, quick.
Going down.
Oh, evening, ladies.
Good evening.
That's him again, the adulterer.
I can't read these door numbers. Did a child do them or what?
Oh, it's designer lettering.
Don't panic. Take your time. Oh, they're cooling fast. The biggest moment of my life. Please let this work. On the floor now. Feet up. Relax. Unscrew the jar. Oh, be happy. Here it comes. Happy. No!
Oh, my God. I thought this was my husband's room.
You've made me spill it. Look, you've made me spill it all over the carpet.
Sorry for disturbing you.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Emily, that was room 108.
Oh, my God. I need a drink.
Was there somebody with her? What was she doing?
Pouring.
Pouring what?
It looked like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
From a baby food jar.
What was she pouring it?
I want to go home, Breda.
Nope. We've come this far. Come on. He'll deny everything, just like Simon did, and you need evidence.
My heart's thumping so loud, I'm sure they can hear it downstairs.
Close the door. Right, start looking.
I'll look. It's my husband's room.
Another whiskey. Make it a double.
We're celebrating, sir.
Special delivery. A job well done.
Is that so, Porrick?
Oh, God, you're a fierce woman for creeping up, Mary. Listen to me. It's not what you think.
Really?
No, I'm here to meet a woman, obviously, but it's the opposite of what you think.
Cousin, it's none of my business.
The thing is, Carmel knows I'm here. Carmel set the whole thing up.
I think we should end this conversation, Porrick.
Oh. Ah, there you are, sir. The lady would like to know when you're coming back upstairs.
What?
Perhaps your business isn't quite finished, sir. But
see you at Christmas, Porrick.
What was my next worst fault after my feet?
Come on now, Ronnie, don't put yourself down. Maybe it was the clothes, but hey, you've turned out a fine-looking bird now.
I had hardly any clothes back then. One good pair of jeans, the only thing in my life I've ever stolen.
I told you to manage your money better.
I didn't have money, Neil, remember? My parents stopped my allowance when I left college to be with you. I'd no job, and Mr. Hackett only let us keep the flat above his shop because I helped out and let him pinch my bottom without shouting too loud.
Well, you never told me. I'd have sorted him out.
And where would we have lived then?
You just didn't seem to care about how you looked.
I must have cared about something.
Just crying and planning.
Sex. Was I interested in sex?
Now, Ronnie, we're being civilized here. Why spoil it?
Was I any good at it?
For all I know, you can screw like a rattlesnake nowadays.
Do they do it well, do you think?
Well, they do it with some enthusiasm. And a hint of danger, maybe.
And that wasn't the way with us?
No. More like a sack of potatoes. You just lay there until it was over, which was fairly quick with such a response. Here, what's wrong?
The bottle slipped. Have another drink. It wasn't just my being too tall or having droopy breasts, do you think?
Look, there was nothing wrong with you, Ronnie. Just, you know, you couldn't put your heart into it.
Nothing wrong with me.
What?
You say now there was nothing wrong with me. Just finish up your drink, come on.
What's the hurry?
Why did I stay with you, Neil? I mean, we're being very frank. So why did I stay all those years? Was it love? A crush? A fear of going off on my own?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You know everything else. You know you let me stay with you because you're a soft-hearted idiot.
Well, there's some truth in that.
Well, so tell me again.
To be honest, you stayed because you were hopeless, Ronnie. I mean, you hadn't the personality of a paper cup. You were half-witted. You were a real loser then. And that's the truth.
I was a slow starter. But you taught me a few things along the way.
Well, you know, if there's anything you'd like me to teach you now.
I don't think so.
You see, I don't actually have to go immediately.
But I do.
I thought you said your friend stood you up.
I have more than one friend now. Don't forget your jacket. Goodbye, Neil.
Are you sure you want me to go? And I can't believe you're not crying.
Oh, that's another thing I don't do anymore. Take your hand off my breast. They're much too floppy, remember? Now, there's someone coming. Take the stairs. And remember, you don't want to be seen. Goodbye, Neil.
I'm really sorry. I can't believe I dropped it.
That could happen to a bishop. If a bishop was...
And look at this stain. I mean, will it wash out? Should I phone the reception manager and offer to pay for it?
No, whatever you do, don't phone the reception manager. I'll make some more in the bathroom.
Thanks.
It just might be a while.
How many drinks had you?
What's that supposed to mean? I thought my shift was over and I was entitled to a drink.
You had more than one by the look of you.
Well, if you give me a minute, I can still get the thing up. No wonder.
No wonder what?
You have to resort to this carry-on.
Because no man would have me. Is that what you think?
No, I never said that. It's just, well, you come on a bit strong.
That's because this is my last chance.
So you're a fine-looking woman.
Oh, getting a man is easy. It's having children with one that's proved impossible. The guy I was with for 6 years didn't like children. And the next one did, but had a single-figure sperm count. You're welcome to the details, Porrick. I'm 38. I'm paying a clinic $700 a month for fertility drugs that make me sick and frozen sperm that doesn't work. What else do you suggest that I do?
Well, I was wondering why you left it so late.
Don't you dare say that. How did I know what I wanted when I was 25? Look, men have no idea. Oh, you're all right. You can still make a woman pregnant at 70.
But why me? Couldn't you just pick up a stranger?
I didn't want some pickups, child. I wanted one from a nice man, and all the nice ones were taken.
Not all, surely.
Oh, don't worry, Porrick. I get by just fine without the husband and the house in the suburbs. All I want is a child.
You haven't seen me at my best tonight.
No, I suppose not.
You try getting an erection without even a copy of Playboy. I'm not 17 anymore, you know.
Oh, maybe we should just call the whole thing off.
No, not at all. Now, a man's got to do.
Are you sure?
I'm going in there and I'm not coming out empty-handed. Just lie back and think of Ireland.
No. I'll take the bathroom. You need a change of scenery.
Yeah, look. A shaver. He shaved before he went out.
There's his briefcase. Brochures, business cards, product catalogues, pens, batteries.
Check the business cards. I know all these names and only two are women. Neither is possible.
Then there's always the secretary. There are such things as class and appropriateness. And Terry couldn't bear to do it with the secretary. I know him.
Do you, Emily?
Well, I used to think so. But last week, he dropped the telephone when I came home early from bridge. And on Sunday, he paid the full price for a box set of Nat King Cole love songs on CD. Well, you know how he normally haggles. Oh, God, this is terrible, Breeder. I've even started reading the horoscopes and agony columns and Cosmopolitan instead of House and Garden.
Check his bag.
I can't. It's locked.
His trousers. Over the chair. Look in the pockets. Look at that bulge in the side pocket. What's that?
It's a magazine of some sort. Well, see what it is.
I don't know if I want to know.
Well, it's better if you do.
Vogue. Oh, look, it's only a copy of Vogue. He must have picked it up at the airport for me. Oh, Breeder, what if he really is with the client? What if I'm putting myself through this just because some snippy cabin receptionist got his name wrong? What if he found me here? He'd never forgive me. Oh, whatever happened to trust?
And marriage?
Terry is different from Simon.
Well, he always was.
And what does that mean?
Well, sure, the first time we met him, he was hill-walking in Scotland on his own.
Well, what's wrong with that?
And then it took 2 years to drop you a postcard?
It took him that long to get a job back in Ireland.
Still, it was hardly a whirlwind courtship. 5 years? I think he's got married just because people expected you to.
You had a whirlwind courtship. Several, if I remember.
Well, I was unfortunate once or twice.
Oh, Terry makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah, I know we're regarded as a joke around the town. Two dry old sticks. But we've been happy together.
Well, you never talk about it.
About what?
What he's like. In bed.
Frieda!
Look, I'm your oldest friend. You can talk to me. I mean, whoever he's with tonight must see something in him that I've missed. I never saw Terry as a Romeo.
That part of our life is private.
But have I missed something?
I don't know. Now stop. God, maybe I've missed something. These last months have just been bursting with accusations. And he looks up and smiles and says, "What's wrong, pet? You're not yourself. I want to go home before he finds me. I feel dirty here, Breeda."
Oh, Emily, you've come this far.
I'll take a taxi to Athlone if you won't drive me. He could be here any minute. Oh, come on.
Hello?
Carmel.
How's my hero?
Yeah, I'm a bit stuck, actually.
You're not stale at it.
Well, she spilt the force lot.
I should have warned you. She was always knocking over tea. Brush your teeth, love. I'll be up when I've talked to Daddy. Okay. Are you ready for round two?
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Nonsense. Shut your eyes.
No, I just want to come home.
You are home.
I am.
In our bed, with me. Not Finbar's hotel. The kids are fast asleep. And you're flat on your back, with your hands above your head.
Surrendering?
I've tied your hands to the bed. Now, feel my fingers going down.
Lord.
Pour it?
It's not so much this time, but it should do the trick.
Oh, it's loads. It's marvelous. You're a star.
Are you all right from here?
One go with the plunger and I'm flying.
Yeah, wait till I'm gone at least. Fingers crossed. Good luck, Sarah.
Good man, Porrick.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
Thank God, we're safe. Look, Emily. Look, there's a chase.
Hmm?
The police are arresting somebody.
My God.
What? My handbag. I left it in Terry's room. Wait here for me.
Let me go!
Hold the lift!
Look, I have an alibi, I swear!
Get your own lift! The lot of you!
Where's my bag? Oh, here. Thank God. Did I touch anything else? Right, ouch.
Which room is it, anyway?
It's one of these!
Oh, my God.
And I'll remember.
There's police swarming the corridor?
Hello?
Ronnie.
He's gone, Deirdre.
Was it terrible?
It was useful.
Why?
Oh, now I know my bare feet can be unattractive and my advanced planning irritating. I don't want to ever irritate Chester.
But Ronnie...
Well, that's all I'll take away from 6 years of degradation.
Oh, my God.
Emily.
Terry,
What are you doing here? There's police all over the corridor. You're shaking. I never saw you so white. We'll call a doctor. Oh, Emily, darling, please, don't cry. Tell me.
Where were you on the spring tear? I rang the hotel in Cavan. You weren't there.
Oh, sweet Christ. I always knew.
Oh, I hoped it was just my imagination. You have to tell me the truth, Terry.
I don't know how to begin. I've been so happy with you. More happy than I ever thought possible.
Wait. Don't ruin it. I don't want to know. Oh, let's just go home, Terry. We've been together so long, and we get on so well. Don't we, Pet? Whatever it was, I don't care. Please, I just want you to come home with me.
No, Emily. Look, I'm glad it's going to come out. I've hated living a lie. Pass me that bag. I want to show you something.
I don't want to see. Please.
Pass me the bag.
I can't, Terry. Clothes. A dress. Suspenders. A padded bra. Why are you being so cruel, Terry, showing me her clothes?
They're my clothes, Pat. They belong to me.
They're your clothes? You mean there's no other woman? No Tart? No rival?
I never looked at any other woman except you, Pat.
Oh, I don't believe it. He's come back.
Don't let him in.
Don't worry. I'll call you back. Yes?
Miss Ronnie Ryan.
What's this about, please?
I'm Detective Byrne. We need to know if you can substantiate an alibi.
An alibi?
Hmm. Mr. Nolan here claims he was in your room all evening.
Mr. Nolan?
Yeah. He claims to be an old friend.
Why does he need an alibi?
The man got badly beaten. Now, do you know Neil Nolan?
I knew him years ago, yes.
Ronnie, tell the truth! Ronnie!
Shut up, you get another day.
But he was here tonight in your company. Hmm?
Neil was good at beating people up. He just never got caught.
Could you answer the question, Miss Ryan?
Do you think my breasts are too floppy, Detective?
Ronnie, please!
I'm sorry. I haven't seen Neil Nolan for over 4 years.
Ronnie!
I'm very sorry to waste your time. Hope I didn't wake you.
Ronnie!
Sure, how could I sleep, Detective, when I'm about to marry the man I love?
Ronnie! Ronnie!
I got a fever and inflammation. That's what I got. You turn the heat on me. Some like it hot.
In Ladies' Night at Finbar's Hotel, Emily was played by Sarika Cusack, Terry by Dermot Crowley, Breda by Mary Jones, Sarah by Polly McGlynn, Carmel was played by Jer Ryan, Porrig, Liam Cunningham, Mary, Eleanor Methven, Ronnie, Angeline Ball, Neil, Luke Griffin, Deirdre, Julia Dearden, and the detective by Joe Savino, the porter, John Hewitt, the receptionist, Nicola Duffy, and the guard by Stephen Dean. Ladies' Night at Finbar's Hotel was written by Maeve Binchy, Emma Donoghue, Deirdre Purcell, Alice Nagivna, Claire Boylan, Anne Haverty, and Kate O'Riordan. The play was adapted for radio by Dermot Bolger and directed in Belfast by Gemma McMullen.
But baby, I like it hot.